Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 689. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning. It's a nice warm morning. Supposed to be up to like 91 today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hot the next several days. And then I think the whole back half of next week is just nonstop rain.
Yeah. I know the other day it said it was going to rain this weekend, but then we missed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we were going to get a little bit last night. It kind of looked like we might, but it didn't miss us. Which is good.
Yeah, definitely good.
Because I cut the grass and I don't need it just immediately growing back.
No, unfortunately, I don't like the hot weather right now. I had my arm, got some more tattoo done on my arm yesterday.
You're like fooled up now.
Yeah, so it's pretty much up to my bicep is 100% complete.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So the hot heat doesn't work good with the new tattoos.
Just stay inside. You'd be fine.
I wish. I have to go over my car.
Yeah, that's a short walk, though.
Yeah, but it's so hot.
Yeah, I was out there mowing in just full Tuscan Raider gear yesterday, and weed eating.
Looking like a beehive, beekeeper.
Yeah. Yeah, looking real good out there.
So one of the cops I work with, he was cutting his grass. He's got like a lot of acres. He was on his zero turn. And then he happened to stop, got a drink, and then he looked down and thought he saw something moving, and it was a snake crawling on his leg, and he jumped off his lawnmower. But he was on the side of his thing and fell into poison ivy. Got it all over his arm, all over the side of his face. It was all swollen up.
Yeah, you got to make better decisions. First off, you got to know where the poison ivy's at if you're a guy that gets poison ivy like me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I even just cross the air where it's blowing, I'll get it. So I've got to really pay attention to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep a keen eye out for it. But snakes are a different story.
Yeah, he's like, he just saw something crawling. He's like, wait, we're moving. And he said, look down. There was a damn snake crawling on his foot and scared the shit out of him and jumped off.
It probably wasn't a aggressive snake. And I would say it's almost certainly not a poisonous snake, but you can't tell yourself that in the moment.
Yep.
You got to just, it's fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And with a snake, it's usually flight.
Yep, it is. So what was your week like this week?
Somewhat busy. And then, the only thing I played was Minecraft, and we didn't even play that quite as much. Well, I played a fair amount, but he liked to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's lack of action. He claims it's not, but I think it's 'cause it's on peaceful right now.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just lack of action. You know, he gets in and I've just been like picking a direction and going, or going underground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a task. I asked him to switch it on the peaceful because I wanted to go find dripstone. So I was like, I need to go in a cavern. I need to be left alone long enough for me to find dripstone so that I can have lava, so I can have a permanent fuel source for my furnaces.
Right.
That's all I cared about. So it's been on peaceful for, I guess, like 3 or 4 days now, but he just passes out immediately.
Workers getting to him.
I just think it's lack of, I mean, there's nothing to do if you don't have a task. So like I'm going out looking to do something, you know, for me, it makes sense. But for him, if he's just standing around the house, he gets bored.
Yeah. I didn't play at all Wednesday or Thursday. Me and wife were watching movie and TV. And then Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Wednesday. I was up there waiting for y'all to join in on Friday, and no one got on. So
must have got on after you, because we played. Did we play Friday?
I was on at least until about 9:45, 9:50, and then I just logged off.
We got on late. We did play.
Okay.
I had got on. I didn't think he was playing. I got on kind of late, and then he texted me and said that he just got on. So it was definitely later.
Do you have a lot of copper?
Not a ton, but a fair amount.
Okay, so if you make copper blocks, you can make a copper golem.
Mm-hmm.
And the copper, and then you get, you have to make a copper chest, and then the you put whatever you put in your copper in the chest, the copper golem will sort it out and put it into its correct chest.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So if you have
your chest outside.
Well, you know, the copper golem, you can keep him inside.
But he's big, right?
No, he's little. He's tiny. He's about the size of a chest.
So I just throw everything in there and he goes and finds a stack that's alike.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So you don't have to worry about sorting it out. He'll put it wherever it is. Now, if you have two different, let's say you have bone in two different spots, he'll put it in either one or whatever one he's closest to first.
What, how many, what is it? What does it take to make him?
Four copper blocks, and then the pumpkin head.
When you say blocks, you mean like the, not the ingots, the actual blocks.
The actual blocks.
I don't know if I have enough for that. I'll have to look. But I bypass copper a lot because I have so much.
Mm-hmm. But that's one way to do it. Is some people say they'll do three or four copper if they have like a huge warehouse mm-hmm. with storage, and the copper golems will just go through and just sort them all out.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that because I definitely, that would definitely be nice on it. Like when I come back from an adventure. Mm-hmm. Just throw everything in there and let him sort it out. Yeah, so I have four cauldrons going. All of them have the dripstone above them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them doing lava because where we are on a map, there's zero reason to ever do water.
Yeah.
Because it's just, we're completely surrounded. So it doesn't make sense to do water. So I did four downstairs in my water room. I have four lava going because it's a total stone room. In case something goes awry, which it did a couple times when I was trying to set it up.
Of course.
I had faux beams on the ceiling and the lava got away from me and it lit the whole ceiling on fire. It burned the beams off all the way across. But got everything sorted out. I think I have like five buckets of lava and then there's going to be four ready at any given time. So my plan is to go up, put a bucket as a fuel source. And use that. And when that's used up, I will grab the empty bucket, put a full bucket in, grab the lava, set it in there and let it make another one. And so as long as I'm at home, it's producing lava.
Mm-hmm. Did you go over to the market?
I have not been over there at all. So I did the first night I went out looking for dripstone. I didn't end up finding it. But what I did find is three villages or four villages. I think I sent you. There's one more than what I sent you.
Yeah, two. You sent me two.
Okay, so I found three, and then I found a half of a pirate ship, and then boarded that pirate ship, and then it had a chest in it with some crazy stuff, and then it had a treasure map, and then I went out on my own with the treasure map, and I found the buried treasure. So, yeah. Then I got a Heart of the Sea, then I made a conduit, so then I'm making one of those conduit frames I keep seeing that you can put over by the house, and it'll keep all the drowned away from my house. So that's pretty cool. Every treasure chest has a Heart of the Sea in it when you find them.
Yeah, I think I have two in for my house.
Yeah, I don't have any. So that was the first one I had, but it's crazy because it doesn't tell you which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled and it said it could be anywhere from 10 blocks to 10,000 blocks away. Which is the least helpful information.
Yep.
I was like, well, I have no idea then. So I just started walking in a direction. Again, it's on peaceful. So I was full sprint in a direction and was just running with the map out and made no turns. And all of a sudden the color started to pop on the map. So I kept going in that same direction until I popped up and could move, went straight over top of the X, dug a 5x5 grid. There was nothing there. Came up, dug a 5x5 grid beside it, and it was right there.
Hmm.
It was only like three blocks down. One thing I didn't realize until I did some reading was that those treasure chests are on multiple maps. So you could find a map to the same treasure.
Oh, shoot. Okay. And someone's already got it.
Yeah. So what I elected to do was I left the chest there. And I put my completed map inside there. So that if somebody goes back, the chest is still there. So we don't have a situation like we did with Howard where he's looking for something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance maybe you even got his chest and didn't realize it.
No, I know. I didn't even go over there during that time.
Yeah. Or he blew it up or something.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I wonder if he had a creeper over there and the creeper blew it up.
But it won't. It doesn't go away even after you find it. So I left my map, and that's the way I think we should do it. If you find a buried treasure, just leave it there in case it's on another map. Because it says multiple maps in the area will all point to the same one.
Okay.
So that way it's there and nobody's disappointed looking forever. I left it uncovered. I put torches over there where it's at, so it's lit up. I think I left, there was something, I was completely full on stuff. So I took two bags with me, plus my inventory, and was completely full when I came back.
Nice.
And I didn't take anything from the village. Any of those three villages, I didn't take anything out of them except for they had a map in there, which I took. I didn't take anything other than chest stuff. And I only took two maps out of the chest. I left everything else as it was. Some of those villages are pretty cool.
Where they're set up.
Yeah, well, they built with clay on some of them, and their use of like the yellow wool and stuff like that's pretty neat. But they're kind of in like a straight line, the three of them. So that's, I did that, did not find dripstone. I worked on the nether one night. So now when you load into the nether, you go straight, and it takes you all the way to a fortress and all the way to a, to the Crimson Forest.
Now, is this the portal by your house, or is it the one over by the Lord's map?
So we actually, Howard built one in his backyard.
Okay.
There's apparently obsidian underwater somewhere that he found.
Mm-hmm.
And he, so now you can go, your room at my house now leads directly to his portal underground. And then he's got a tunnel at his house that leads to it. But it's like 30 steps from that room and you go straight into it. And I guess because it's in the same region, it takes you to our house that was already there.
Okay.
Because I guess it's in the same like area. If it's in the same, I guess maybe biome or whatever, it takes you to the same area. The other one takes you to a different spot, but this one takes you to the same area.
Yeah. I think it said something like when you find different portals or make different portals, it's whatever's like 8 blocks down below is like 1,000 blocks above ground or vice versa, something like that.
So it carries you through the same portal as the other one. So we technically could take the other portal down now. There's no real reason to have it or to travel over there when you can just do it from the house now. The only reason I could think to leave it is I don't know which one it'll pop you out of when you go in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we basically have fast travel on now because he's turned off when you don't lose stuff when you die. So whenever I want to get back home, no matter how far away I am, I just find some lava or find some water.
Yeah.
Pops me back in the bedroom with all my stuff. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So did that the first night. I got my crimson tree to grow in the backyard. I also went and got one of the mushroom trees. And instead of just trying to grow a mushroom tree, I just took it down with Silk Touch and reassembled it in my yard. It's a super easy design. It was nothing special, and it was exactly how it was in the wild. So I just literally took a picture of it, brought it back, put it right back up. So now I have a mushroom tree in my yard too. I found bees. I've had bees, but he couldn't get bees. And I tried to bring my bees to his house, but it's too close. So they would just fly right back. Unless you kept a leash on them, they wouldn't stay at his place. So when I was out, I found several beehives and I silk touched them off at night so that all the bees came with them. So he's got bees now.
You can make a beehive and bring bees to the beehive and then they'll do their thing.
They won't stay from his house to my house because they're too close. So he had bee boxes built and he had flowers, but as soon as I would take them off the leash, they would fly straight back to my house.
Oh, okay.
No matter what. So he couldn't have my bees, but he's got his own now and he can breed them because I brought three. The box I brought back had three in there.
Well, you get me some bees over my plantation eventually.
You can come to my house at night and I have another beehive that I brought back. You could still touch it off.
Okay.
and it had three in it too. I brought back three hives. I want to keep one because the other one I have are bee boxes, but that's an actual hive. So I gave him one. I put two back in my house, but you can take one of those back.
So I need some more life over there.
Yeah, and then once you have it, you just keep breeding them until you get enough. I think it's three per box is what you can have. So if you pop out whatever two more boxes, you can do nine of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care about the honey anymore because I have enough. But it's still, it's nice to have them buzzing around.
Yeah.
So he ended up finding the drip zone. I never did find it. He found it, and then I met him and where he was at, and scooped it up from there. So I have some dripstone for you if you want some too.
Okay.
I think I have three blocks and three dripstone that I saved for you. And then he got some as well. Although I don't think he'll ever use his because I tried to show him multiple times how it worked and I don't, I just don't think he's going to do anything with it.
Right. Did you guys find more diamonds?
I found two diamonds is all okay. I found in that whole journey. They're just not easy to come by.
No, I went exploring when I was on just around my area, like in the deep caverns. I'm down below and I'm finding coal and a little bit of iron and a bunch of a copper and no diamonds.
Yeah, I was deep. And just nothing. So I don't know. I mean, the two I found were right next to each other and I didn't find anything else.
Yeah. One thing I saw is said that when you just go out and explore like that, you might just see two diamonds at a time. But if you strip mine, you might get like a cluster of four to eight. I was like, well, I'm going to have to strip mining.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got some, but he's constantly making pickaxes and stuff. So he's using his, I think I have like 22 of them. Like I don't have anything crazy and I've only ever made one diamond pickaxe.
Yeah, we need to get diamond armor. We don't need a helmet because the helmets all give you the same thing. So making diamond helmets are a way. So you can just make a copper helmet and it does the same exact effects as a diamond helmet, but enchant them all. And then we got to find the end portal to go to get the dragon.
I would think with three of us that the ender dragon won't be too bad.
No, because me and you did it.
Yeah, I would think with three of us we'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have like one pearl. I don't have hardly any pearls. He's got a stack of them.
Yeah, I don't have any pearls either. I don't really have Endermen running around my ear except too many cats and stuff.
Well, they're everywhere in the Nether, but a lot of times they don't drop the pearls.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you know, every night there was kind of a task that kept me going, but all the nights he fell asleep and got off way before I did, and I just played by myself. But again, when you have something that you're doing like that, it's easy to stay like focused.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. Didn't play last night cause I was watching the Netflix, MMA fights.
Mm-hmm.
Should have played. I'll just leave it at that. Would have had more fun mining and crafting, I think.
Right.
But I'll probably be on tonight. I can't imagine I won't play tonight, but
yeah.
It for me.
What about buying too many good purchases?
I bought a lot of the Lego Friends mini dolls off of Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I paid $12 for it. I got 13 complete figures and then a bunch of like random bits of people.
Mm-hmm.
And two horses or like a... it's like a spirit horse thing. And then it's the, I don't know, moose from Frozen, whatever that thing is. So I got those two. And then there's probably 10 pets in there too. So it's a bunch of cats and dogs and hamsters and stuff like that. So it's super cheap because nobody cares about Friends. I'll tell you what, it is a process to buy them like that. Like you got to be motivated because all the heads look the same. The torsos aren't that different. The pants aren't that different. So I'm like having to take them all the way apart, Google image the shirt to see what pants it came with. Try to find the pants. Mm-hmm. If I can find the pants, then I'm Google imaging the whole body correctly to see if it shows me the right face for it.
Right.
all the faces look the same. I'm trying to distinguish eyelashes apart so I can get the right head. Then once I do that, then I'm taking a picture of the whole thing complete to try to find the hair that goes on there. Because a lot of times Google Image will just show me like part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I try to take a picture of the whole thing wrong, it says it's a random minifigure because it doesn't match anything. And then all the hair looks the same. Now, a lot of these are old Friends, because I don't know how much you know about the Friends ones, but they had like a rubber hair at first.
Yeah.
And then they switched to the hard molded plastic hair like Lego now. So the older ones all have that rubbery hair. So a lot of these had that. But you can tell what happens. It's like a store just takes anything that's Lego Friends and they throw in a bucket. And then when they feel like they have enough, they sell it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing they do with the minifigures. It's why you see a lot of sets on Goodwill that don't have the minifigures, because they remove them and sell them in a separate lot.
Yeah.
But I bought that. It was the first time I had bought a lot of them. Howard also bought a lot of standard minifigs, and then immediately made his money back off of me, because I bought the stuff that was in there, a lot of it. Not a lot of it, but he had a Scooby and Shaggy, which I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold it to me for like half price for what they go for. So it's really affordable. I paid $5 for each. And then he had a couple other things that I went ahead and got that I probably didn't need, but I didn't have them. And he still got a bunch. He has like the full run of the Trolls, which I don't care about. And then he's got some old knights, like some vintage knights that were in there.
Nice.
He ended up giving, I think, $30-something for his. So it wasn't nothing. But even if he sells them for $5 a piece, which anything I want, I'm willing to pay $5 for.
Yeah, same.
He's going to do pretty good. So then I got back on there last night and I bought two more lots. One is a mixture of minifigures and Friends, and the other one is just Friends. And I think I gave like $8 for one and $12.99 for the other, or $13.99. The problem is you have to pay shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
and their shipping is high. So one of them came out to like $32 for it, but I counted and there's 33 minifigures in it. So
what's a dollar a minifigure?
Yeah, I'm less than a dollar a minifigure. Plus it has like a Joker or a Harley Quinn helicopter thing in there as well. And then it also has a horse, and then it has something other, like some other kind of little mount. Plus some accessories. So I got all that for less than a dollar a minifig.
That's good.
Yeah. So you just have to make sense of it. But I will tell you, if on those lots, if there's one thing visible that people want, like if there's one Ninja Turtle in there,
mm-hmm.
it's going to sell for $70 because people assume there's other good stuff in there.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, I think it was 15 Star Wars figures and it was like $180. And clearly one of those is rare, and I don't know which one, but it's insane how high some of that sells when it's visible. The lots mm-hmm. I like are the ones where they just throw them in a pile and you can't even see anything.
Right. That's just,
I think a lot of people don't. Yeah, a lot of people don't click on them, but for some reason, Goodwill will use the first picture. It's just a pile of minifigures, but then when you do second, third, fourth, fifth pictures, they're all sorted out. So I like those auctions. They seem to go for a lot less. The ones that are all nice and pretty on build plates and easy to see, those go high.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got two more of those on the way. I just got them last night, so we'll see how they turn out. But that one, I mean, I can't miss at a dollar a minifig.
No, you can't.
The other one is, I think it came out to $15, and it is 13 Friends figures and two horses and maybe like a Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. So it's probably, you know, for minifigs, it's not a dollar minifig. It's a little bit over, but if you mm-hmm. count everything there, it's good.
No, you did. And you did show, send us a picture of the F1 display case.
Oh yeah. So I'm buying all these minifigs. I had to make room in my case. And mm-hmm. I had the F1 cars in there, so they had to go. So I've seen 1,000 of those frames. So I was like, it'll be easy. I'll just jump on wherever. Because I see the ads all the time on the TikTok shop and that free ship. And I was like, I'll just buy one off of there. So I'd search for it. There's a million of them. And I realized none of them are covered. So dust can still get in there. Mm-hmm. I keep my minifigures in a closed case.
Yeah.
So then I got on Amazon and had to scroll forever before I finally found one that has a top cover on it. And I'll tell you, this kit is crazy. So it comes in, it's a frame, right? Just nice frame. Has a back acrylic panel on it that has the F1 and all the team names and everything like that. And then it has a little square in the middle where you put a like a 1x2 stud. And then it comes with a bag full of these pink studs that already have the 3M double-sided tape on the back of them. So I dumped them out and look, and they're actual Lego, which is crazy to me that whoever's selling the frame is buying legit Lego pieces to do it with. So then you 3M stick all these on, and then the cars just have a 1x2, like they have a two, you know, a spot right there perfect for it. It centers them all up. So you just click them all into place, and then the top cover magnets on the one I bought. It was like $39, so it's kind of high. They have plenty of them. They were like $14 and $15, but it's very nice, like super high quality feeling. It'll keep all the dust all the way out, and everything looks super nice. Yeah, I wish it had a
Looks
light in
good.
it, but it's not necessary to have a light. And so I stuck all those on there and then put that on top of my case that holds all my minifigures, which it's packed full. I mean, you can't even wiggle them in there. So I've got to get a different solution. It wasn't made for that, but it's been a good solution till now.
Yeah, I'm
But I've
thinking about
really
when
been
I
on a
do
kick.
my little case, I want to like series them, series one, two, 29, put like a little sticker somewhere on it.
Yeah, I thought about that too, is having them somewhere. So the Lego cases that they sell that look like a Lego, they hold 14, which it really pisses me off.
Right, because there's only 12.
Right. I think it's 14. Maybe it's 15. Anyways, it holds the wrong amount. So you just have to put like random minifigs or take their accessories that don't fit in their squares because they're kind of tight and stick over there. But either way, I don't like that. I thought about like just printing out something that I could fold that would fit in that cube that says like series whatever 24 and then listed all the names of them on the next cube over so they would fill up the space and not have random ones in there. But eventually, my plan is to say like every time I get paid, I'm going to order a complete set as long as it's not outrageous. A lot of the sets you can get for $120, which is double what you would have paid. But you cannot piece them together for that price. If you have to buy them individually, you cannot get it.
Yeah, because
So
there's
like
gonna
I
be one
fit.
you're gonna spend 30 or 40 bucks on.
Yeah, so I saw the Muppets for 120. I saw like Dungeons and Dragons for 120. There's some of the complete series that are like right around that price. So what I thought about is every time I get paid, instead of buying all the stuff I'm buying now, I'll just stop and I'll just buy. If I'm not buying anything else, I'll buy just a series. Now some of the older ones and stuff are like $400 and $500 for them. I'm not ever gonna pay that. If I can get them ones and twos, I might. But so then I'm like, I may end up having a lot of collections. I don't know if I want to have to get one of those plastic Lego cases for each one. But I don't know that I don't want to do that either. I just don't know. I'm just undecided.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna buy what I've been buying. That's just a little small square.
Yeah, those are nice, but those take up a lot of room.
Or just this, and I could fit tw 12 of them in there.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of room. You got to put a base plate down, or are you leaving them on their black ones that they come on?
Well, this one doesn't have that. So if this is for some like model, but the other ones I'm gonna take the base plates off and just stick them on there, and maybe do like a little step thing to where that you can see them better.
Yeah, like a little bleacher system.
Yeah, just so you can kind of see them. But then I can stack these on top of each other. And then I can put them on a shelf behind me, and I can get three. So I think I can get nine in a shelf area back there in the back. Instead of
So I
doing
don't
what
know.
I other day where you said the big huge Lego block that you can stack on top, but you can only fit 8 or 16 of them in.
The Lego blocks look so good. They should be just a slightly bigger though, because some of them have big accessories. Or anything with a tail doesn't really fit in there. I'm undecided. If it's something like a bleacher deal, you can see everybody, but the way you had yours in the other one, it's like kind of hard to see the ones in the middle. Unless you can get over top of them, which is fine when you're holding it. But like if you have them stacked up in a bookcase, there's a lot you can't see. Now luckily the app that we've been using, I think now goes all the way back to series six.
Yeah, you were
So you
saying that
can
the
really
latest is
keep a
good.
pretty updated list, of what you have. So I was gonna go in there and just work on that and get everything kind of cleaned up. I did screw up and I bought one that I already had.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know I'm getting too many. So that little snake charmer guy I already had and I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily I bought him cheap, but I didn't need him. I didn't realize I had him. I think I got him for $3. So it's not a big deal, but still I want to pay attention to stuff like that because that's just going to happen more and more.
Yeah.
I'm lucky so far. The only duplicates I've got were either sealed CMFs and I didn't know what I was getting or it was him. So I haven't purchased two of anything else.
Luckily you have me and Howard. We can buy some of the spares.
Yeah. I will say he is not wanting to keep much. He's just wanting to resell them.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is if he's buying them and I'm buying them, then it gives me access to a bunch of them too.
Yeah.
I never saw that auction that had Scooby and Shaggy in it. I've been trying to find them. They're very expensive. You know, it's $25 all day on eBay.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to pay that much for too many figs. I'm still on the hunt for Daphne and Fred. Velma is like crazy expensive. She's like $130 a.
Yeah, which is weird. Like Velma's like everyone's favorite or most people's favorite of those characters.
She came in one set.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with her. And I think Scooby-Doo was like, I don't know, like 2011 or something. Like it was a long time ago when they made those sets. And so she's very expensive. I don't ever plan to have her, but I'd like to have the rest of the crew. And I thought about buying the one that comes with a mystery machine.
That would be cool.
But the sets are just so expensive. But I grew up watching Scooby-Doo. So it's definitely is nostalgic for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I bought.
So I mean, I got the series 29, got the complete set. I had to go to Pop Shelf to get them. So I was over scanning and then one of the ladies that worked there walked over and she's like, oh, you're trying to get some minis? I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, here, I'll take them off and you can scan them. So she was taking them off and I was scanning them and we're setting them aside. And it said I had all 12, but I only had 11. Then I had to go back and rescan the 11 to find out which ones I had and look for the one I was missing and put back up. She actually put one of the ones I needed back up on the thing.
I was super paranoid when I was scanning mine. So I was like, as soon as I find a new one, I plus one it
mm-hmm.
and then set it in a separate pile. But even before I like put them in my little basket, I separated the 12 into stacks of three. And then because you can scan multiples at a time.
Yeah.
So I scanned each one to make sure they all said one and then did each. So I like double checked them.
Yeah. So I did the,
cause I was paranoid. I was going to leave with one shot.
Yeah. So I did it unchecked them all and went back and scanned them all 12 again to make sure I had all 12.
Now, are you going to do any extras? Is there anything from that set you like enough to do an extra of?
No, but apparently there's two, like there was two of them. I only had like the Ninjago guy was only one. And there was like a robot guy. There was only one. Apparently those are like what the scalpers are going after.
I did one extra. I did the fairy lady with the horse.
Okay. So that's, they only have one of those.
Yeah. I didn't do it then. I found them again and I did it then. I found them at the Dollar General. And so I got, it was a full case, but that's the only one I got out of it. So, you know, I'm trying to pick and choose. I thought about doing a complete another set and just doing what everybody else does and popping it up on eBay for $120 and just waiting.
Yeah.
Because then that would pay for both of my set and the other set. But it's like, you're going to have to wait probably 2 years for it to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But still not a bad investment to have it.
No.
So who knows? I may end up getting another full run and just putting them up.
Yeah, Pop Shelf, they had about five of the animal ones still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get any extra for the animal. Yeah, I didn't get any extras for those, which is weird. I love those, but it's like, I just don't know how well they seemed very accessible. Like they were everywhere. So I wasn't sure what the resale was going to be for. And then for Spider-Man, the only extra I got was the horse.
Yeah.
So I do have an extra Spider-Man with the horse.
But one of the places, one of the guys I follow on YouTube was talking about the minis, how they're making so many of them, then they're selling them. And then all of a sudden they're going to drop them again later on. So you're selling, like if you're a reseller, you got to weigh it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't think it's going to go like it did before. Like stuff doesn't seem to be that hard to find. Mm-hmm.
And there's not that one rare one in there. Now it's the books where we got that, the Joker book coming.
The, yeah.
So now it's the books that are getting like the rare figures. So people are going crazy over the, like the little kitty books and the books to get that rare figure.
I bought a book at Five Below that had a Jurassic World figure in it and a baby raptor. $5 for the book, which I don't care about, and the figure with the accessories. It came with a bone, a magnifying glass, and a small raptor plus the figure.
And you probably buy the book. I mean, sell the book for $5.
Yeah. And then, well, it's like a activity book. It's not even like a real book. It's just got like word games in it and stuff. It's for little kids. They also had a Harry Potter, but I did not buy that one. Because it looked like just a standard Harry.
Yeah. So,
but, yeah, that stuff you got to keep your eyes out for, the book stuff, because I wouldn't have known about that Batman if I didn't happen to see, you know, a TikTok or something talking about it.
I would have noticed it, but I wouldn't have noticed it until maybe like 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago. I was finally saw someone saying, "Hey, I got this the Joker thing," and I'm like, "Oh, damn!" And I probably would have missed out on it.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't know how long the pre-orders are going to stay up for.
Yeah, now apparently you can get them at, you can go to Books a Million, and some, they had like 4 or 5 of them in stock at Books a Million. Yeah. Like people are going to like, they're showing them we own a Books a Billions and Barnes and Noble and just buying them off the shelf.
Yeah. The thing, when I pre-ordered it, said it didn't ship until July.
Yeah. Same. But the guy that I follow on Instagram that does all the Lego stuff, that's what he did. He went to a Barnes and Noble and bought one.
Yeah, that's the thing where I don't care about the book. I mean, I basically paid the whatever $17 for the minifig.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of the Star Wars books that have the minifigure in, but I still have the book and the minifigure in it. I haven't taken them out.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, that's all I was after was that minifig.
Also, when I was out, I sent you the pictures of those little Astrobot blind bags. Mm-hmm. Well, not just, but the Sony blind bags. It has a bunch of the different figures in it. So it's now 2 Astrobots. I want to try to get, see if I can find them. I try to feel them around. They have it to where you can't feel it. The one's like a circle. So all you do is feel the circle. So you can't tell what's in it. And the other one, it's a box. So you have to rip the box open to see what's in it. And that is probably in a package inside the box.
That's why you see them laying there torn apart.
Yeah.
That sucks because I would like to, I don't want all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, there's just a few of them I want, and it's going to be hard to get that.
Yeah. You have to buy it off of eBay or some auction site and pay a little bit more than what it would be.
Yeah. But I definitely want the Sackboy. You also found the Sackboy piggy bank, which is weird.
Yeah. I saw that first. I thought it was a plush, and I was like, okay, then I grabbed it and it was hard. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is plastic.
Also kind of expensive.
Yeah. $24.
Yeah, for just what I know is like a hollow recycled milk jugs.
Yeah, it looks like a piggy bank. Like it looks like it has a coin slot on the top. You just throw coins in there.
Yeah. Is it heavy?
No, it's not heavy at all.
Yeah, it's just recycled plastic, I bet.
Yeah.
That sucks, but I kind of want it. But I don't know if I'm going to get it. But I do want the little one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know on that.
So playing, that's what I bought. Playing-wise, I jumped into Astrobot finally.
Oh, yeah. Actual proper Astrobot.
Yeah, so I jumped in Astrobot. I just finished the gorilla level last night. So the first level or the first map area or galaxy, went through all that, got all the collectibles that I'm aware of. So I got all the puzzle pieces and the bots. Mm-hmm. They have rescued 67 total now. I did three of the galaxy ones where you have it in a separate little mystery galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun. Music's almost the same somewhat with the other Astrobot game. Some fun stuff in there. I've died a bunch. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not great at certain ones or certain points. I just kept on dying. but it's fun. It's interesting. I do like how, if you go back and replay it, you can unlock the dude for $200 and he'll help you sort out where the missing stuff is at.
Now, there's some trophies for beating things without dying. How you feel about that?
It's any platformer game like that, then no problem.
So you think you can do it? You just need practice.
Yeah, I just, well, once I know what to do.
Yeah. There are some harder levels that you have to do in order to get that platinum, but everything's doable. It's the not dying that is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes some
speed run stuff that's a pain in the ass too.
Yeah, there's some I just jumped in the wrong area and just died, jumped off.
Now, I don't remember how many there are total bots, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think by the time you play everything and do all that game, I think you're like, you're in the multiple hundreds.
Yeah.
So you got a long way to go.
Yeah. The little mini map where you all the bots are stored at is pretty interesting. All the little secrets.
See them when they pop out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get their accessories also.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, I don't know if you have that yet.
Well, I got the one. I got like the coffin for the one guy.
So you got the crane already, where you can get the stuff out.
Yeah, I just got the crane.
Yeah, yeah. So that unlocks, you know, all the accessories for them all, and so it's like you need to get them all. Plus, you need all their accessories. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That game has a perfect loop in it. It's got that grind in it.
Yeah, it does.
And I super enjoyed it. It's also interesting, you know. There is the obviously the story and kind of what you're doing. That part didn't matter to me, but the rest of it was very,
mm-hmm.
Very interesting and fun.
It was, and it's the levels are not bad. I have 20-25 minutes to complete one level.
Yeah,
I knocked one out in the morning right before work, and then I think I knock another one out at night before I eat dinner.
Yeah, and I think they're like done now. Like, I think there's no more DLC coming for it now.
Oh, that'd be good.
Which is kind of nice, honestly, because I need to know I have that game 100%, because I care about having it 100%, not just having the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I kind of wanted to get it to a point where I could put it away. It's how I felt about Dredge. It's like, be done with it so I can be done with it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Don't go till you ruin it, and don't make me have to play it forever.
Right.
I'd much rather you hit a stopping point and just do a second one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now take a few years off and make me a Dredge too.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that's all I play. That, and then, like I said, I played Minecraft. That's it. That's it. All right, so let's get into some news. PlayStation-wise, let me share my screen so you can see. PlayStation has announced the mid-month games for Premium and Extra. Some interesting games on here. Star Wars Outlaws is coming. Some people do like it. Some people did not like the game. I'm interested in playing it. They're going to bring Red Dead Redemption 2 on there as well. Considered one of the best games out there. Bramble, The Mountain King, The Thaumaturge, Flintlock, Siege of Dawn, Broken Sword, Shadows of Templar, Reforged, The Entoria, The Lost Song Standard Edition, and then Time Crisis, which a lot of people are excited for. Time Crisis is the old Time Crisis from 1997.
I'll be curious to see how excited people are for Time Crisis when they play it.
Yeah, once they get into it and load it up.
That game looks like shit.
Mm-hmm. Off this list, Star Wars Outlaw.
For things, yeah.
It'll be the one I play.
People forget how things looked and how things played, and you remember how you think they played.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't know what that game is even like trying to play. Are you playing with a controller?
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's no way that's a good time.
Yeah, there's no
way that's a good time.
Right.
It uses gyro aiming.
We'll see.
Yeah. You guys enjoy that.
Yeah, if you play it and let us know. All right, next one. So Moss 1 and 2 is coming to standard platform for, it's coming off of a VR. So if you want to play Moss 1 and 2, you can play it on just the standard controller. And it's coming to all the systems. They're opening up. So Xbox is getting it, Nintendo's getting it, PC's getting it.
Yeah, to me, this is obvious, like, let's get whatever money we can out of this.
Mm-hmm.
while we still can. I thought I read that Polyarch shut down. Maybe they just laid a people off.
Yeah. Was, yeah, so recent rounds of layoffs. Polyarch. Yeah, resulted in recent rounds of layoffs. But it's called Moss, the Forgotten Relic. You can, they're it's calling it a pancake play.
Is that a one and a two together, or is that just the first one?
It's one and two together.
Those games are magical. They're very good. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll hit as hard outside of it. Part of what makes it so good is you, when you feel the scale of Quill and of the map, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have that here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely interested to see how that feels.
Yeah, because it's a totally different game when you see it in VR.
Correct. I don't think it's going to feel nearly as good.
But it gives people who don't like or can't play VR a chance to play it.
Yeah, which is ultimately what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want people to be able to play.
So Sony decided to do something like what Steam does and shows the top games being played on your dashboard. And so you can see on there. And right now, like the one information show, they show like the top eight. And Fortnite had 14.6 million people playing on PlayStation. GTA 5 had 5.13. Minecraft was number three at 4.97. You know, Call of Duty, Apex Legends, Marvel Rivals, Battlefield 6, and Ark Raiders. And people were saying that there's a few games on there that surprisingly was not on the list. Like Roblox, they felt Roblox should have been on a list, but it wasn't on there. Just let you know how many people are playing it, which they got to do something different to try to keep up with now that Microsoft's doing a whole bunch of stuff for Xbox. Right. So Sony is shutting down something else. They're shutting down Repeat. Repeat was a website that is supposed to do fighting games. It kind of keeps you in the loop with fighting games, but that website is shutting down and the whole thing. Sony's getting rid of something else. If you're an Uncharted fan, Uncharted 4, there's themes and avatars coming to the PlayStation 5, but to get them, you need a certain code. And they have a code on there. You can Google that. I'm not going to read out the code. But once it's HG23-6T4H-RNHQ, and you get some avatars and some other stuff.
That's if you're in the Americas.
America. You know, if you have Europe, Australia, Japan, Korea, and Asia, they have their own. All right, next one. Sony is releasing a SCUF, their own SCUF controller. It's $210, $120. Yeah, $220. Yeah, it's a SCUF controller. Some of the review people said it does feel really good. It's got a whole bunch of extra buttons on it. It does look kind of cool, but it's just a Sony branded SCUF controller. It's got the Sony logo on it. So we'll see how that does.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's called the SCUF Omega.
I don't know why you partner with them to do that, but I'm sure there's some thinking behind it. Maybe it's just a little bit of extra cash.
Mm-hmm. It's already been launched, so if you want to buy it now, it launched on May 12th. All right, so now we're going to some Xbox news. So Xbox is adding some games to their Xbox Game Pass. There's some good ones on here. Blinks, the Time Sweeper, Jetpack Refueled, Perfect Dark Zero, Cameo, Elements of Power, Stacking, Iron Brigade, Massive Chalice, Neon Abyss, Max the Curse Brotherhood. So if any of those games fancy you, you can get them on Game Pass. We have some five games coming to Game Pass in June that they're saying Elder Scrolls Online, that's coming to PC, Bistro, then Shatak, Frog Squad, and then Vapor World. And you're interested in playing Frog Squad. So Asha Sharma has hinted out, she sent a little thing out asking if Xbox is Xbox or Xbox, and it's either X capitalized with box lowercase or all caps Xbox. And some people like it and some people don't.
I have a strong belief that it's just a capital X.
So I'm going to vote right now and see
what is not
we get a polling. So the polling, only 138 poll viewer me, and it's what I put down is the lowercase box. 18% and 60% of people just have Xbox, and 22% said they don't care.
I think everybody's wrong there. It's a capital X.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing capitalized.
I agree.
I don't really care, but I think there's a clear answer there, but I'm not hung up over it.
Yeah. So we got some games leaving Xbox Game Pass. Pinfall FX3 is already gone. Rec Room is leaving June 1st. Horizon Chase Turbo is leaving June 1st. Battlefield Hardline is leaving May 22nd. And then Lego 2K Drive is leaving May 19th. But allegedly, apparently, Lego 2K Drive is leaving all platforms on May 19th. You're just shutting it down.
Around that long.
Yeah, you're shutting it down. Next one, Asha Sharma also announced that there's going to be a new startup when you do start your Xbox up, and the new Insider Gamerscore badges will show up, and they have like on this one website I'm going to, they have a picture of the icons to show you your score.
Yeah, I mean that's an improvement, I think, but they got to figure out the Platinum Trophy.
Yeah.
We talked about it at length, but that's the key.
It is. Now, there's a bunch of fans been tweeting at Asha Sharma to get rid of ads on the Xbox. They're seeing too many ads. And then people are commenting under those people and showing them directions of how to go into their Xbox settings and changing it. If you want to change it.
You don't want that McCrispy ad.
Yeah. And here's the dark. Dear Asha, please remove these types of ads off my screen. Last I checked, we can't play anything on a McCrispy. Which is kind of funny, but.
You know, I've got mixed feelings about when you buy. So my TV, for instance, my TV shows me ads. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm not using it, it pops up ads.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask for those ads. I may even be able to turn them off and just not know how. But it is a little bit frustrating to be like fed something you don't want.
Mm-hmm. And also that's so how they make some money. I mean, I'm sure like this one McDonald's is paying them to do that.
Oh yeah. That McCrispy ad probably was expensive, but you know, even watching Netflix for the fights last night. I mean, they go to ads during every round break, which they didn't really have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, ads make the world go around.
Yeah, they do.
But they are annoying.
All right, next one. There's two new Xbox controllers coming. There's a new type of Elite Series 3 controller that they've found pictures with. Comes with Wi-Fi 6, Bluetooth, a D-pad, interchangeable D-pad, paddles, scrolling wheel, trigger locks. And then this other new little one here, little flat controller. They're called the cloud controller.
I like that thing.
It's like old school vibes, old Nintendo.
It's tiny, soft curves.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
All right, so next we're going to do some Nintendo news. Nintendo's got a new Switch 2 bundle coming in the summer where you get a game, and then you get a game you can download. The advertisement here is saying Mario Kart World, Donkey Kong Bonanza, and then Pokemon Pokopia.
Pokopia. Don't say it the fun way. It's the Pokopia. I'll tell you, that's a strong lineup for you to get to pick one game. I would like to have all three, please. I think it's smart too because it doesn't cost them any more. They're just giving you a digital download. It's all the same to them, but that's a smarter way to do it so that if you're a Pacopia fan or if you want to play Mario Kart or if you're a Donkey Kong gentleman, then you have access to whatever kind of is going to float your boat. I like that.
It says you're getting about a $30 game for free.
Well, they're for sure all $60, but
Our
you may
next
be able to
one.
find them retail on sale.
Yeah. So the game Mouse PI for Hire has sold so well that the publisher has made all its invested money back.
That's awesome.
That's good news
It's
on that one.
what you hope for. It's also, I think, very helpful for developers to see this kind of thing happen. For them to understand that, like, you can make your money back if you make the right game that people might care about. I constantly see smaller developers say, you know, it's a trap and you can't make your money and you're set up to fail if you're not a big guy. But it's like, no, you just need a good idea and good execution. That game caught fire and, you know, I've also heard it's pretty decent. So it looks good on a stream. People are going to want to ask what you're playing. So that means people are going to want to play it.
If you spend the time to make a good game, then it's going to do well. And that's one thing Nintendo does pretty good compared to other ones. They make a lot of good games.
You know, I'm just a guy that yaps into a microphone, so obviously I know making a game is hard, but it seems as simple to me that there are so many bad ideas out there, and it's weird that nobody along the way said, hey, this maybe isn't a good idea, or maybe this has been done too many times.
All right, next one. We got five Virtual Boy games being added to the Nintendo Classic. So bringing some games to your Virtual Boy if you bought one. Vertical Force, Space Invaders, Virtual Bowling, V Tetris, and then Jack Bros.
I'll tell you, Jack Bros is a super sus sounding name, but the Virtual Boy doesn't have a very large catalog, so if they continue at this clip, pretty soon you're going to have the entire library available, which is cool.
Yeah. And Jack Bros on the cover looks like they're the villains have jack-o'-lantern heads.
Yeah, it's not dirty, you perverts. But it
Or a
sounds like it
bunch of
could be.
jacked up dudes.
Yeah.
One of our previous
Or at least.
episodes, I think it was called Muscle Bros.
Yeah, it was called Muscle Bros. It's a good episode.
All right, so Nintendo is hiring for a new role. The person is going to be a movie project promotion manager. It looks like Nintendo is full on now ready to go into the movie world and really push movies out. I mean, it's
It's been
making
good
money,
to
so why not? But we
them. It's
don't
been
need,
very good to them.
they don't need six movies a year, though. Or who's to say? I mean, someone might want six movies a year. All right, so the Nintendo president basically said that they're going to continue support for the original Switch, which is good for Switch fans. But also, the one reason it could be is that they're bringing the Nintendo Switch into the Indian market in 2027. And I thought the Nintendo Switch was everywhere, but apparently, Nintendo is not being sold in India at all.
Yeah,
You
I
can
don't know where
imagine
all
their
it
say,
is.
huh?
Yeah, I don't know where all it is and isn't.
Yeah,
But
so
I'm sure there's
imagine how.
tons of market where it's not.
Yeah, so imagine how much more they'll break the PlayStation 2 record then once they go to India, as how many people India has.
Yeah, probably.
They're releasing it in 2027. All right, so this is a fun one. So Nintendo has lawyers sent a cease and desist to WWE star Cody Rhodes because he wore a pair of boots that had the Zelda Triforce on his boots. He said in a podcast that the reason why he wore it because of what it meant, which is power, courage, and wisdom. And there's a picture of his boots. They're green with black, and then the green Triforce.
I mean, it's for sure Triforce.
Yeah.
But Nintendo's also, I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
I know this is a bad one, but a fun one. So a man was sentenced to 6 years in prison for selling Mario shaped meth pills. So it's a Mario head.
Not great.
It's a Mario head with their meth.
I mean, you like what you like, but what I will say, those are pretty impressive looking little Mario.
I know, I've that's seen what
vitamins that don't look that good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you any other details on it, but that's just kind of funny.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we got some random news. The game Outbound that I've been talking about a little bit, it was just released last week. It's come to some mixed reviews. Some people like it, some people do not. There's a bunch of people that are complained about it, and the company basically sent the negative reviewers a message saying, hey, if you don't like this, we'll give you your full money back. And then that caused a whole bunch of other people to do the same exact thing, to basically get their game and then their money back. And then the reviews are all over. I pulled it up. This one website showed it. Where was it? As high as 8.7 onto some websites. Nintendo Life had it for 7. Then another website had it as 5, a 5 out of 10. So it's a mixing. I played the demo. I enjoyed the demo. It was pretty fun. All right, next one. eBay has rejected GameStop's unsolicited acquisition. So they're saying they're not going to do it.
Which is good, because that's such a messy story and offer, mm-hmm. and so confusing. And if you saw the interview with the CEO, it was all over the place. I mean, they don't have that much money, so it's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Another one, Sega has canceled their Super Game project, and they're moving away from the live services, but the bunch of games are still coming out. Now, part of that was going to be Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Golden Axe, Siege of Rage, and a few other games. Those games are still in development. They're still going to be developing, or not, but they're not going to be part of the big mega project. Another one, Capcom says 93% of their game sales are digital. Then, last one, a game that Ryan's been a big fan of, Party Animals, has dealt with some controversy, and they don't normally have that, but there was like a little AI video contest that they sent out telling people to make an AI-generated video, but all submissions must be original works. But visually, AI uses copyrighted and use other people's video. So, and photography and photos and artwork and music. So it's almost impossible for you to find out. So a lot of people are complaining that basically you're going to get disqualified if you send something in, because you can't use Party Animals because it's not original.
Well, people were outraged, and they were very quickly to issue an apology in game even. I don't know. It's a weird one to me.
Mm-hmm. Right. So last but not least, we're going to run into some Lego news. The first one is, we got a couple sets retiring soon. The big Zelda set, the tree, the Grey mm-hmm. Dooku tree is retiring this year. It's actually retired sometime this summer. We have two Animal Crossing sets that are retiring. So Ryan, if you don't have those, it's a left scar.
Yeah,
both of those.
That if you care about Animal Crossing, that Seasons of Fun is a newer set. It came out in the last wave,
mm-hmm.
and it's retiring the same time as one of the ones from the older ones. So it's definitely something to keep in mind if anyone cares. But you do get three unique minifigs with it.
Yeah.
The Animal Crossing sets suck.
Just the
but they're
minifigures.
quick. They're kind of fun to put together, and the minifigures are fun to have. So
yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people doing the big island. They're making their own island with all the stuff on it.
I'll tell you something I've been happier about is the resale of the minifigures has been growing too. So I don't know if they're starting to catch fire. The island looks great from the front. I see people do like a tiered island where they have everything down and you can't see around the side of the back. It looks super cool like that. But these are all what I think Lego refers to as like a play set.
Yeah.
So they're all open on the back so that you can play with them.
So the Mona Lisa is retiring. Two botanical sets, the lotus flower and the flower bouquet retiring. There's a couple city sets. The classic blue base plate is retiring, which I don't know how you just retire a base plate. You should always produce them. I think
that's so weird.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of 3-in-1 creator sets are going. Disney, we have the Lions, Young Simba from The Lion King. Big one, that's $129. That one's retiring. And Elsa's Ice Palace. There's a Dream set retiring. A Duplo. There's 5 Friend sets retiring. A Friendship Movie Night. The Music Store Apartment. Music Store and Apartment. The Pony Ranch and Stable. The Unicorn Flamingo Pool Party. Which you got. I remember you talking about you got that one. And then Paisley's Room.
I don't think I do have the pool party one, but you guys should definitely get the movie night one. Because it comes with the light block and it has like a functioning projector. It's $14.99. Yeah, I don't have that one.
Okay, I thought you said you had that.
No, but everybody should get the movie night one. It's a super fun interactive set. Click the third picture. See, so when you press on that button, it actually lights up the projector screen. And again, with friends, everything is minifigure scale. That little popcorn machine over there has a little lever on the back, and when you jiggle it, the little popcorn bounces up and down inside there as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Really fun set for $15, if for nothing else, to have the light block.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super cool how they set it up like a projector, and it comes with 2 different slides. So there's a UFO one, and there's like a one that just shows a girl's face. So
and there's a Gabby Dollhouse going. There's about 5 Harry Potters, 4 icons. The big Dungeons & Dragons sets retiring. Jurassic World. There's some Marvel sets. Dancing Groot. That one. There's a Minecraft set. The Trial Chamber is leaving. A bunch of Ninjago sets are leaving. The One Piece Battle of Arlong Park. I don't have that one. I need that one. 2 Speed Champions. The Fast and Furious GTR. Nissan Skyline. A bunch of Star Wars sets are leaving. Bunch of Super Mario ones, Technic. A Wednesday set's leaving. Wicked. And that's it. All right. Lego also, during this time, announced the Lord of the Rings Minas Tirith set. Set 11377. It's massive. It's going to be massive. $649. It's going to have 8,278 pieces. It's a smaller but big set. It's a lot of minifigures in this set. It's going to be a cool set for a Lord of the Rings fan. If I was a Lord of the Rings fan, I for sure would get this set. It looks amazing. He's got the eye of Sauron in his hand right there.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of purchase also is really cool. It's got an orc in it. Or a goblin. A grand and a knight. And the knight you can only get in this grand set. So these two people you can only get in this gift for purchase set. If you're a minifigure collector.
You just want that eye of Sauron, don't you?
I mean, look at that. It looks pretty badass.
It is badass. That's expensive, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that. If I was a Lord of the Rings fan, then yes. All right. Some Lego ideas. The May 16 updates. Nothing really big that I really liked on it. There's a Terra, the poison bricks, the hut, the height chart for children. That's pretty cool for kids. This Jumanji magical adventure looked pretty cool.
People which have we've seen other Jumanji set through forever. Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen stuff like that before. The Twister one is okay. There's one called Miffy. I don't know where that's from. It's maybe some cartoon, but And that was it.
I don't like that ad for that mouse and ice bucket. Mm-hmm. That's gross.
Now, Lego's also announced a Marvel Iron Man and His Awesome Friend summer set. Now, these are going to be a little different. You get minifigures in, but they have like happy helmets and faces. So the minifigures are a little different with the people.
Because yeah. These are 4-plus sets.
Yes.
They're not like Duplo, but they're like the next step after.
And the minifigures are the normal size. I have a mini Iron Man, like a younger one, but the helmet is more him smiling. Ultron smiling in it.
He's like a jolly Iron Man.
Yeah. This other one, same thing. Happy. There's Loki, a full-size Loki in it.
It's because they're from that like Super Friends or whatever it is. So they're like happy.
Yeah, here they go. There's a bunch of little happy sets. So there's a good picture of them all.
Yeah, the one's just a normal minifig. The other ones have the fun helmets. You know what? They're kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna be much. They're kind of neat.
Yeah, the big one where you get all four is $49.99. But you can get all four minifigures and just in that one set instead of buying all the separate sets. All right, Amazon's got a sale going on right now. I mainly showed this one for you. The botanical bonsai trees are $44.99. They're 31% off. And then the Icons Fountain Garden is $77. It's 23% off.
I do want the fountain gardens because I do want the autumn gardens. And then at that point, I'd have all the gardens
because
It's Tranquil Garden plus those two. So that's not bad. I already have the mini bonsais. What's that Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is the Ollivanders and Madame Milken's Robe Shop. It's $62.99. It's 30% off.
Wouldn't mind that one too. I want the Harry Potter stuff.
They got like a little costume for the
mannequins. Yeah.
Mannequins, yeah. Oh, there's a wheelchair guy.
You know, I love my adaptive people.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. All right. Now, the last one, officially, the BrickLink Designers Program Series 8s have been announced. June 9th is the pre-order date, and they do have the prices of it. So the Brick Railroad locomotive is going to be $119.99. It's a cool locomotive. It's just one train. If you'd have got like three, wouldn't it add that might be worth the price? The Coconut Cape, which is an awesome looking set, that's going to be $209.99, $210. Now the Dustmark Keep is the big one. That's $350. The University of Science is also $360. This one folds. You can fold it. And some people have been talking about they're going to buy two of them and try to put them together. And then the hot air balloon, which is $80, which I think is a little high for that one. I do know I saw the one video that says you can take the snow or the clouds away from it and just display the balloon.
Yeah, I think it just sits there. Mm-hmm. From the submission to this, they added the clouds in, the birds in.
Yeah.
When you look at piece count, it's not that overpriced, but when you think, I don't know what the size is. Scale is going to make a big difference on that.
Yeah, thing. But just look at the minifigure in there and that.
It doesn't look big, but that's the only set I'm getting. I'm excited to only spend $80. I love the University of Science, but I don't have city buildings going on. That's $350 that I'd rather spend on other stuff.
Mm-hmm. So this one I would like to get and open it and put it like over my city when I do get it built.
Yeah.
It's him floating.
What if you had him floating, but you also had the Up House floating?
And I do have the Up House.
Yeah, so that'd be fun to have those two. Of course, yeah. Up House, people probably know from my meltdown that happened earlier, open on the back.
Yeah. So I got to rethink about this one, the $360 one.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I'll probably just cave in and get it.
I'm sure you will.
All right, well, that's all I got for this week, guys. As usual, we'd like to... To support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our socials, it's @game_stitch or @HoeEffinShow. That's on Instagram or the X/Twitter. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.